It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios. Welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Sandy Rios, it is the National Day of Prayer, so come with me. We're going to pray today for our nation, our leaders, even our enemies, as Kristen Getty sings.
Full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes.
Sandy Rios with you on this Thursday morning. Thursday morning, May the 3rd, 2018. But it's not just Thursday morning. It is the National Day of Prayer. You know, every Thursday, the first Thursday of May since I can remember being in radio, has been this. And I have learned through the years to just enjoy and treasure this day. And I have, I think, for most of, of this time, in spite of doing news and politics and all the things that occupy my mind and concern me and bring me to my knees every day, I have found it so refreshing on this particular day to throw aside, not that we're not going to talk about the news, we will, but to just focus on God Himself and ask in this hour for His help, for His protection, ask for Him to help and guide the leaders of this nation. This is a National Day of Prayer about our leaders, about our government, about our military, our Justice Department, our security agencies, our FBI, our prosecutors, our Congress, the people we love, the people we don't like. It's about praying for all of them. And also then in the process of that, getting our own hearts right. You know, prayer is God's way of tweaking the knobs in us. It changes us when we pray. It changes our hearts. It changes our minds. It, properly done, it gives us, in part, the mind of Christ. Because as we pray for people, we start seeing them through His eyes. It doesn't change facts, doesn't change truth, but it changes. You know, God knows all of us. He knows each and every one of us down to the core. There's not a thought, there's not a vulgar thing you've ever said or an embarrassing, horrendous thing you've ever done that God does not know. And yet He loves us. Yet He's a holy God. That doesn't change the truth, doesn't change the fact that you need to repent and come before Him. But it just changes when all of this is brought before a holy God. It changes our mind, changes how we look at people. We have more mercy. We have more forgiveness. It gives us a tender heart, and I believe that God does intercede through our prayers. We know He does. He tells us that He does. If two or three of us agree in something, He'll do it. I think sometimes we wonder why God does not answer prayer. I've had that. I've struggled with that myself. I've certainly struggled during those times of my life when I had a very sick child and a very difficult personal situation in every way in my life, and that went on for decades. How does one sustain faith through that when you don't see God interceding? And when we have these promises that say, you know, if we agree, He'll do it. If we ask in His name, He'll do it, and we don't see Him doing it. I finally understood that, of course, the obvious answer is that God does things in His timing. That's a fact. But I also think that we as, I'll say Americans, because we are that, right? So I'll just say, I just don't think we have really, really understood who God is or the power of prayer. When we really understand who He is and we really seriously start serving Him in our lives, have the Holy Spirit fill us, and subject our lives, our hearts, our minds to His filling, to His scrutiny in terms of our own holiness. And when we come to that place as close as we can, then I do believe that God actually does answer those prayers in miraculous ways with more frequency. And so I'm asking you to join me in prayer today. I'm going to open the phone lines in just a second. Let me just give you a heads up, though. This is what I'm going to ask. Again, these prayers today, I'm going to give you some of the news, just a little bit, just to remind you, but we're praying for our nation today. And I'm confident that as you listen to me deliver the information and you're watching the news yourself, that there are things that just cut you to the heart that you feel burdened about. Maybe it's our public schools. Maybe it is, the FBI. That burdens me because my husband was an FBI agent. It kills us to see what's happening. I think of the leadership in Congress. I roundly criticize Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and the leadership all the time. But maybe today is the day to pray for them. What's the matter? Don't they need God, don't they? So these are the kinds of things I want us to pray for today. The other thing, just some instruction about prayer that you know, right? Is that prayer is not something you do publicly so that others may hear. When we pray, we don't pray in the guise of actually talking to other people. In other words, we don't stand and say, "Dear Father, I pray." You know, pray in a way we know people are listening, so we kind of alter and say too much. We are actually talking to God. It's not complicated. That's the beautiful part about it. It is not complicated. We don't have to change our affect or watch our words. Or God wants communion with us. You know, I have to say, I'm going to embarrass my husband. My husband is a relatively new believer compared to me. He came to Christ after we met each other. And one of the things that I saw in him the most was his prayers. I heard him pray out loud. We pray together still. And I heard him just talking to God in such a compelling way. And that's how one of the reasons I knew it had taken big time. The seed had fallen on fertile soil. And this man understood prayer. So I'm asking you to just talk to God with us. It's going to be corporate. We're going to do it together. You're not doing it for the benefit of others to hear, for the benefit of others to see how eloquent you are. I don't believe personally that God needs a lot of words. And I don't think we have to hammer home our requests. But, you know, that's kind of my nature. I'm kind of a bottom line person, and we each have different personalities. But I'm just saying, I don't think you have to go on and on and on in prayer. Look, we pray without ceasing. We bring our petitions before him frequently. But I don't think we have to, you know, it almost reminds me of the caution by Paul about vain repetitions when we try to repeat. So I know I'm giving you all these, but I'm just, you know what? I'm not a prayer expert, but I have learned a lot. One of the things I've learned about prayer is that it's coming before God, really entering into his presence, truly, so that at the first part of your prayers, and this can be done privately, not necessarily with us publicly, but just acknowledging his mighty presence. Asking forgiveness for all the things that might be barriers, the stuff in your life, the garbage that may be keeping you from that close communion with him. Just like rebellious kids don't have a great close relationship with their parents. It's hard to talk to them until things have been sorted out, the air's been cleared. You need to clear the air with God before you can really come into his presence and commune with him. Prayer is invigorating. It is exciting. It's humbling. It's empowering. It brings energy. It's just an incredible experience when it is done properly. My favorite prayers are my prayers alone. I have to say I have experienced God and the power of God through my personal prayers much more consistently than I ever have in corporate prayer. That's a mystery to me. So today would be my prayer that as we pray together, we are able to really corporately experience the power of the Holy Spirit together. So are you ready to do this thing? Are you ready to pray with me and with all of our listeners who have become family through the years? Some of you are not believers, and I encourage you to stay with us because, look, this is not like some cult where we have a secret handshake. This is who we are, and this is how we pray. And if you're curious about this, then you should stay tuned. Our phone number, by the way, is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You know, prayer goes back a very long way. Abraham Lincoln was one of the first, Washington first before him. But he says, "But we have forgotten, God, we have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own." So he said, it behooves us to confess our national sins and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. That's in part Abraham Lincoln's proclamation on a national day of prayer and fasting. So let's pray together. Let's do that, all right? What's on your heart to pray for? We'll find out in a second. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
Are you personally offended by foul language on television? Even well-written, well-acted programming may be riddled with profanity and undesirable dialogue. The TV Guardian app is technology that mutes and replaces profanity, sexual references, and sacrilegious language from television programs and movies. You see, programmers are required to provide closed captioning. TV Guardian uses the closed caption to look ahead, find the offensive language, mute it, and replace the phrasing in the caption. Users of the TV Guardian app can set the filters for their family's needs, using strict, moderate, or tolerant settings, with or without filtering for religious or sexual references. The TV Guardian app is now providing profanity-free programming. Information is available at tvguardian.com/dish. tvguardian.com/dish.
American Family Radio is thankful for the support of TV Guardian.
Don't give up on the biblical family. It's as significant as ever in God's plan. This is Jim Garlow in a special series for the family. Our families are supposed to be such that people who don't know about Jesus will say, "Wow, what do you know that I don't know? What it is about your marriage that we need in ours?" Even in a broken world, the family is God's primary dream. It's the trophy He's so proud of. This incredible thing called the family that God came up with is a brilliant idea. It's God's educational unit in so many dimensions to get the baton of truth, to get biblical values into the hands of the next generation, done intentionally by parents and grandparents as well. Many will try or keep trying to destroy it by redefining it, and yet it still stands. This is Jim Garlow. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Peter Koh, and I'm a business major, and this is my junior year at the college. What I love about the athletics here at Truett McConnell University is the coaches and their side of trying to teach sports from a biblical mindset with sportsmanship involved, and it really changes the way that you pursue the game, not just passionately doing it for other people, but also for yourself and to glorify God in that, which is completely different from most other schools.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
Feathers have been ruffled at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln over a campus Chick-fil-A. Some members of the university's LGBTQIA community have been rather vocal in their opposition to the fast food chain, one student telling the Daily Nebraskan she refuses to give any of her gay dollars to Chick-fil-A. Other students accuse the restaurant chain of being homophobic, claims that are simply unfounded. The controversy stems from a 2012 interview given by Chick-fil-A CEO, affirming the biblical definition of marriage. The university recently announced plans to include a Chick-fil-A in a campus building, but one gay student said the presence of the Chick-fil-A would make gay students feel unwelcome. Well, it seems to me if Chick-fil-A gives gay students indigestion, maybe they ought to consider dining somewhere else. As for the rest of you Nebraskans, I say eat more chicken. I'm Todd Starnes.
Here we go.
Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, he stands.
Sandy Rios with you on this National Day of Prayer. That's Chris Tomlin. How great is our God? That's a great way to start in prayer. We're praying for our nation today. And as I open the phone lines here, I'm going to just love hearing you pour your heart out to God. I'm going to go now in just a second. I just want you to tell me what it is you want to pray about, what you've got your heart set on, and then we're going to do it. And we're going to try to get in as many of you as we can. I'm not going to rush you, but I ask that you keep that in mind. And again, God doesn't need you to say it 10 different ways. He's listening. He's very quick, and he understands. He certainly knows your heart. And this is for us, he knows what we're thinking and what we desire, but prayer is for us. It's for us. It's a great joy to come into his presence. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Steve first. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, you said, before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. We thank you for that. You paid a great price for us to be heard of you, to call you our Heavenly Father. Lord, Donald Trump said, let everybody have the Billy Graham anointing. Billy Graham is dead, but you're alive. Now send forth your spirit. Send the rain. You said you would send the latter rain. We cry for it. Lord, if Elijah got it in the Old Testament, we can get it in the New Testament. We need it now. Pour out thy spirit upon thy people and have mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Steve. Thank you very much. Debbie in Ohio, let's go to you next. Good morning. Where are you in Ohio, Debbie?
Good morning. In Galena, Ohio.
So what is the thing that really is on your heart before you pray? What's the thing that really is on your heart this morning?
I've been praying for something for 60 years. That's almost all my life. My father is mentally ill, but has never gotten help for it. Instead, he isolates himself, including from his family. So I'm still praying about that. And he's elderly now, but I'm praying that God will heal him.
Okay, Debbie, we need to pray with you for that. Okay, so about our nation, what do you want to pray for?
For our nation, I just pray that they would be able to see the love of God and accept it.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we just devote ourselves to you when we ask for forgiveness for our nation. And I pray, God, that first you would help us to be the salt and light that you place us here to be. I know that we have failed in that. I pray, God, that you would help us to change from this moment. And I pray that our nation would, in fact, see your love and that they would embrace it, that they would see that you are the love and the provision that they're always looking for. And they would be able to see you clearly and that they would also be able to see you in us. And, Father, mm-hmm. I lift my father up to you, knowing that he is dear to your heart. And I just ask God, according to your will, for his healing, for you to bring that in whatever way that you would, and that you would bring people into his life that can reach and touch him in his heart. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you very much. I think as I think of the things that we want to pray for today, we certainly need to pray for our president. We need to pray for the members of cabinet. I think of Scott Pruitt, who's under attack right now. I don't know if Scott's completely innocent of these things. I don't know. I just know he's done a ton of good for this country, and he's continuing to do that, and it just seems ironic that the attacks are coming, kind of like the Ronny Jackson thing, the nominee for the president's, for the head of the VA, who's the president's personal assistant, who they slandered him. There's an article this morning about a gentleman who went before Congress. He was an advisor for President Trump. His name is Michael Caputo. He went before a Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday, and basically he told them that they had ruined his life and his family's life. He had spent tens of thousands, over $100,000, just in legal fees and trying to comply with all the things that they wanted. And his words he actually told to condemn them to hell in his statement. Because his family has been decimated. And I think of Michael Flynn. I think of other people whose lives are being destroyed by all these investigations. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for our military. There was a huge crash yesterday. Nine soldiers were killed. Just the plane just went down. It's not just that, but it's the fact that the equipment hasn't been repaired. It's also the political engineering in the military. We could go on and on. These are the kinds of things we need to pray for today. Members of Congress, we have elections coming up. So those are the kinds of things that I'm thinking that those are the kinds of things we need to be praying for today. So with that in mind, let me go to Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sandy. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Steve, let's just not chat. Let's just pray.
Absolutely. Father, thank you that you love us because we love you because you first loved us. Father, we come repenting for not knowing you as deeply as we may, as deeply as you've opened up yourself to us. Lord, I pray now for your protection for our country. I pray for those who are enemies of our country, for those who seek to do us harm, for those who have no knowledge of you. Lord, I pray that you would spare us from harm, that you would protect all those who seek to protect us, the military, the police. Lord, I ask for your grace upon our country, that we would not reap what we have sown, and that you would have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. If you listen to the show much, you often hear this next voice because she calls in a lot, and she always has wonderful things to say. Shirley in Tennessee. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning to you. And Lord Jesus, thank you for another day. Lord God, holy, true in heaven, we bless your holy name right now and praise you, Lord, for being our God. And we want to say thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. You have held on to us and have not let the enemies triumph over us. And right now, Lord Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, please hear our prayers, Lord, all of us, and keep our names written in your holy book of life. And Lord, shut down the hissing snakes across our country, Jesus. Shut them down. And Lord Jesus, let your word triumph and you triumph. We pray for Donald Trump. We pray for our government, our cabinet members, our leaders. Lord Jesus, get into those who don't know you and those that do stay in them and help them to do right. And Lord Jesus, as we walk this world, help us to do right. And I pray for the children of not only Africa, but everywhere, who have been taken into slavery, the girls stolen this past year, let alone other years, and any children that may be there, bring them out from hellfire and into your glorious, marvelous grace, Lord. Shut down the evil, wicked schemes. And Lord Jesus, stand with us, stand with Israel. We pray for Israel. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Bless Israel and help them too. And Lord, may we all go from glory to glory with thee and stand with Jesus Christ forever. And thank you for remembering our name and knowing us by name. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Shirley. Let's go out to Oregon. Oregon is a really tough state to live in right now, and Judy's calling us early in the morning there. Good morning, Judy. God bless you. What's on your heart this morning?
Thank you, Sandy, and God bless you for all that you do. You're my early morning riser with my coffee at 5 a.m. every morning.
It is early. All right, Judy, I'd love to pray with you. Let's pray.
Okay, well, dear Heavenly Father, we have so many blessings, and going back to our Constitution like our founding fathers, as Sandy has said many a morning, this morning I lift up the reporters and fake news have gotten all their ideology from liberal colleges and everything, Lord. We pray that they will come back to the truth to you, and the way they come back to the truth, Lord, is by knowing you. We pray for families. We pray for the brokenness of families. We know that a country that has a strong family unit will be a strong country. So, Lord, we lift up families that are so broken today with so many complications in their life and so many obligations, but if our first obligation could be praying for you. And Lord, pray for Wiley Drake, who has got me on a prayer line for the past 10 years, and we pray for every first and last name of every senator every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And Lord, we lift up all those senators. We thank you for the ones that are so faithful, the handful that are in the Senate and the handful that are in Congress. We pray that they'll all come back to you, Lord, because a country that looks to you, Lord, for their first thing in the morning and the power that you have will be a great nation like we once were. So I lift them all up in your name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Judy. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. Let's go to Stacy in Michigan. Stacy, you just have a couple of minutes. Let's pray, okay?
Sure. I would like to pray for our children, that we just raise them to be godly people, to have the Lord come upon them, those who are in the public school system, to just, have them to hear what he wants them to hear, but just protect them, because we know that there's such an evil indoctrination in the public school system. I lift up Israel, dear Lord. I lift up our government, our president, vice president, their families. We pray for the pastors around the world, that they are sharing your word. And we thank people like you, Sandy, for being a discerner and sharing that with us. And we thank you, Lord, for just loving us and giving us what we need each day. And we thank you for who you are. And I just pray that our nation will repent and our eyes will be open. And we ask all this in your precious dear name, dear Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you so much. If you just tuned in, this is the National Day of Prayer 2018. And the theme for this year is unity. The verse is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 3, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Paul talked about that a lot. Jesus, that was his prayer, his out loud verbal prayer so that others could hear when he prayed to God. He said, I don't have to pray out loud, but I'm doing it so they can hear and have the benefit of this. But he prayed that we would be one, meaning followers of Jesus Christ, meaning sold out people who understand that God sent his son to save this world. And we bank our lives on that truth. And we live our lives in light of that truth. And we conform our minds to the mind of Jesus. And in the process of that, we are changing the world. When I see how Christians are making the news, just this week, President Trump had the crew of the Southwest Airlines flight where the woman was sucked out of the window and killed. And you remember that the pilot is a strong believer in Jesus Christ and said publicly before that accident that every day, every time she sits in that cockpit, she uses it as a chance to witness to her faith. I think of those young men on that Paris train who took down the terrorist, who before that time were followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus are having and making a mark on this world in the right way. Those are the right ways, not the piety, not the public proclamations, not our political movements, but through the self-sacrifice of the saints. We're going to come back and pray some more. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Many who oppose Christianity target their hostility on our foundation, the Bible. They say it's unreliable because Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 are contradictory accounts of the creation story. In actuality, the two chapters are complementary and not contradictory. When Jesus was asked about marriage, he quoted from both chapters 1 and 2 in saying that he made them both to be male and female in the beginning, and for this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Genesis 1 is an overview of the creation story. Genesis 2 is an up-close examination of day 6. If Jesus relies on them both, so can we.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Time for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others every day on AFR.
Exposing Washington with Walker Wildman.
So who is responsible for the dysfunction in Washington? That's what we're going to be discussing today.
We have become one of the most litigious societies on the planet.
The goal of this show is to bring clarity to the news coming out of Washington, D.C., and to expose the deception that has plagued our nation's capital for decades.
Exposing Washington.
Each Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Central.
On American Family Radio.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Communist China has been at war with the United States at least since two of its senior colonels published a book entitled Unrestricted Warfare in 1999. They recommended myriad techniques for taking down this country long before the Chinese military became powerful enough to wage the old-fashioned, kinetic kind of war decisively. Presidential Trade Advisor Peter Navarro brings a deep understanding of China's asymmetric strategy to difficult conversations he and other senior Trump officials will have this week with their counterparts in Beijing. His myriad books, articles, and videos, including Death by China, have long warned about hostile Chinese intentions and the great strides they have made to act on them. Successive U.S. administrations have largely ignored the cumulative effects of decades of Beijing's economic and other attacks. Fortunately, Dr. Navarro and President Trump know we can do so no longer. This is Frank Affney.
Let us pray, let us pray.
Sandy Rios with you, and this is the National Day of Prayer. It's National Day of Prayer 2018, and the theme of this year's prayer is unity. Today we're praying, it's not that we're praying for, we're praying for the nation. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for our local leaders. We're praying for people that we don't like very much, people that we talk about, people that we feel are inflicting harm. You know, it'd be good to, in fact, let me just, I'm going to example that right now because I need to. I have, there are villains every day out of my mouth, and I think there are villains. So let me just try in my own way to pray for people I don't, that I'm concerned about. Lord, I think of Bob Mueller. I spent this week, I spend almost every day really calling him out. I am appalled by the things that are happening, by the lack of integrity, and by the cruelty of it all, the arrogance when the nation needs stability. But Lord, I do pray for Bob Mueller. I don't know his past. I know some of it, but there must be a reason why he behaves the way he does. So I ask that you would speak to him if he has a sense of truth. Same thing with James Comey, that it would not be too late to interject your spirit. Because Lord, one of the things that I know, when you come into our lives, you bring humility. You just don't coexist with a great amount of pride. And yet some of the greatest law enforcement people, you know, have your sense of righteousness. And so, Lord, that's what we need for them. We need your sense of righteousness, not theirs. And so I ask that for them. I pray for Hillary Clinton, who I have such trouble abiding. And Father, only you know her heart. And if it's not too late, Lord, we pray that you would bring her to saving faith. It seems almost impossible, Lord, to even pray that. I pray that for Chuck Schumer, too. I pray that for Nancy Pelosi, who is just, they are so, you know, it seems to us, confirmed in their sin, but then we were too. So, Father, I ask that you would have mercy for the sake of their personal lives, their eternity, their families, and for the sake of the nation. And there are so many more I could pray for. Lord, I ask you to soften my own heart. Help me to speak truth and about righteousness, but with no hint of judgment, because I know what you've done in my own life too. And for that, I'm so grateful for your forgiveness. So Lord, help us to strike the right chord, to think rightly, to have your mind in all of this. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to go to the phones, and let's go to Ralph in Illinois. Good morning, Ralph. Let's pray, sir.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for the days that we have on this earth. We know they're precious, and sometimes they're fewer than what we would wish. But Father, we give you praise and thanks for the men and women that serve this nation honorably and faithfully, that you give them the courage and strength that they need to do their task. Father, for the leaders in our government that are trying to do the right thing, we ask for your wisdom and knowledge and discernment for each of them. For the children, we ask you to protect the children in our schools and in our lives, because, Jesus, you told us to bring them to you. But, Father, for those that are trying to cause these children to stumble, may they feel your weight upon them, that they understand and find out what they're doing is wrong. And, Father, for those that are trying to cause this country to stumble, Father, we ask that your justice set upon them, that they understand that there is a way to do the things right that will bring glory to your kingdom and your sake. But Father, most of all, we thank you for your grace through Christ our Lord, the Lamb of God himself, because without him, we could not do these things that we bring before you as a nation. Father, we just give you praise and thanks in these things. In the name of Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ralph. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, good morning. Oops. Mike, good morning. And welcome. And let's pray, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, Sandy.
Mike, we're having trouble understanding you. There must be some connection problem here. Can you try again?
Okay, sure. How is that, Sandy?
A little bit better. Just speak up, please.
Okay. Just real quick, I'd like my brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for my family. I lost my wife about a year and a half ago.
Oh, boy.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for any blessings. Thank you for your chastisement. Allowed me to walk in a better way. I pray for my brothers and sisters for this nation, that we'll be strong in a time that you have pulled away from us.
Amen. Amen, Mike. Thank you. We did miss some of that, but in case you could not hear Mike quite, he lost his wife a year and a half ago. And Mike, I can't imagine the loss. I can't imagine the loss of that. And so we need to, Father, I just pray for Mike right now that you would fill him with your spirit. Sounds like you already have. And Lord, continue to bring him along and help him to look forward and not backwards, but to grieve in a way that is healthy, the loss of his life partner, and fill him with your spirit and use him in ways that he can't even imagine. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Mike. And let's go to Let's go to Barb in Texas. Good morning, Barb.
Barbara, you from Victoria? Yes. Holy Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We worship you as creator of the earth, the universe surrounding and encompassing it. So today we want to pray for forgiveness for our sins and the sins of the nation. From Daniel 9, we pray, Heavenly Father, to you as a great and awesome God who keeps his covenant with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned. America has sinned. We have done wickedly and rebelled. We have turned our backs on your commandments and your precepts. We have not listened to your prophets and your shepherds when they spoke in your name to our leaders. Lord, to our shame, many have forgotten or ignored your truth. Oh, Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us belongs shame. Because we have ignored you, now we have received many judgments. Our children are being taught
in school that evolution explains the origin of life. They are taught that perversions are to be accepted and pursued. We are overcome with people coming through our borders illegally. And as globalists are seeking to destroy the integrity of the Constitution, which reflects your noble and just commandments. Oh, Lord, we are ashamed of our many iniquities. You, Lord, are a God of mercy and forgiveness. As it is written in the law of Moses, all of these disasters have come upon us, yet we have not confessed our sins and prayed for repentance before you. We pray now, Lord, in earnest, oh, Lord, our God, that we might turn from our iniquities, understand and follow your truth. Oh, Lord, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. But, Lord God, according to your righteousness, we pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your people. We earnestly and fervently repent and seek your forgiveness in your presence. Please, Lord God, hear the prayer of your servants and our sincere supplications. Please cause your face to shine on your church and on America once again. Oh, my God, incline your ear and hear from heaven. Open your eyes, Lord, and see our desolations. See the church which has been called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercies. Oh, Lord, hear. Oh, Lord, forgive. Oh, Lord, listen and act. In the name of Jesus, we plead. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. I'm going to ask the rest of you just to do one sentence because just one sentence. What would you pray? Kelly in Virginia.
Yes, good morning. God, you are the mighty God. You are the one and only God, and Jesus Christ is the only way to you. And I ask for your forgiveness of the United States and wisdom for our leadership. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kelly. Cynthia in Louisiana, just a sentence, please.
Hi, good morning. I would just like to thank our Lord for the freedom to still pray on the air. The freedom is protected, and President Trump and those working on our Lord's behalf are protected, encouraged, and given resources by the media, and I'm just praying for this big miracle that it helps to change our country back to a country of peace and prosperity. Amen.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so much. I'm not sure the first name. Man? It's cut off a little bit.
Manis.
Can you pray for us, Manis? Just a sentence or two.
Heavenly Father, we really thank you for this day that you have set apart for your children to come to you. We all come to you this morning and we present ourselves as we are. With our weaknesses, with our failures, Father God, with our sins, with our land, please heal us. Heal this land and bring your glory back into this land. We pray for all of us, the president, the nation, those who have authority in this land, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Manus. Thank you so much. Wonderful to hear from you. And William in Georgia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would deal with all our hearts in this nation and in this world. Lord, you said that the heart of kings is in your hands and you turn to each and every way you see fit. So, Lord God, just as you know how to fully and completely judge the heart of those who do atrocious things against you, Lord, you even know the hearts of your own saints. So, Lord, may we continue to practice what Galatians 6:1 says, that when we catch one in a trespass, that we will consider our own selves lest we fall in that same trespass. For you said that the heart is thirst for the wicked, who can know and understand it? So, Lord, we ask that you touch each and every one of our hearts, the sinners and the saints as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, William. So beautiful. Thank you. This is the National Day of Prayer, and, it's really, let's just close in one more prayer, and then I want you to hear a song. Father, we beseech you in the name of Jesus to have mercy on our country. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father, on each of us individually. Help us to cleanse our lives in such a way that you can hear our prayers. We pray for our president. We pray for the leaders in Congress. We pray for the leaders of the military. We pray for our international services. We pray for them all, that you give them strength and protect them, and that justice would be done. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
That he is holy.
still a restless on my mind. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. You still know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. And know that He will never change.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio. Faith.